Hello, my name's Marco. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Marco.
I just wanted to ask the doctor, earlier I heard him mention that he had, quote, discovered the speed of darkness.
That is correct.
The question on that is, well, darkness is merely the absence of light. Light is made up of a strange particle called a photon, which exhibits mainly particle-like behavior with wave-like properties. When you turn out the lights, for example, darkness ends up filling the room. All darkness is the absence of light. So how can darkness ever really have speed? And if it did have a speed, wouldn't the speed of darkness just be equal to the speed of light? Because it has to, the rate at which light dissipates when you shut off the lights would be equal to the space at which darkness fills the room.
Wow. Sounds like somebody I've seen under a microscope. I tell you what, sir, you're probably a very brilliant young man, but let me tell you, there are things in heaven and earth that you will never, ever know. And I can tell you here tonight, there is a speed of darkness. I discovered it. Now, like it or not, let me tell you. First of all, I'm going to tell you in simplicities here. Light is really energy, right? Light is energy. It's power. It's radiation. It has heat, and it tries to travel, what, 186,282 miles per second? But imagine flipping the switch and turning it off. There's no heat to darkness. It's just the opposite. So therefore, it moves at a rapid rate, maybe four times, as you might think, faster than the speed of light. But actually, it's only twice the speed of light. But I can't tell you the exact amount, because I'm saving that for my appearance before the Nobel Committee. So you see, that's it. There's no radiation in darkness like that. And therefore, it can travel much faster. And if you let your little brain think of that a little bit, you'll see it's completely the opposite from the heat. If I throw heat out there, it's going to meet certain energies, and therefore it has to expand because it's radiation. It's moving out, but when it's contracting into darkness, it's much faster. And you can do things with that. And I'll explain what can be done with it at some other time.
Very
George,
good.
You better move on to another brilliant question. That wasn't, by the way, a brilliant question.
He was. So we have brilliant listeners here, Dr. Morgus. Absolutely brilliant people.